Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, you're in? Wake Up America and Face the Dragon, Lawrence Live. It is so good to be here. I'm telling you, I have so much gratitude right now and all that's going on in the news and everything that's happening. I have a girlfriend who is on her way to see us, and she wound up totaling her car this morning on the freeway, and she was heading down here to Long Beach, and I'm telling you, you know, my friends, it doesn't take much. It is amazing how fast our lives can change. You know, it's so important that we, with somewhat of a brain and somewhat of a responsibility to our country, to our children, our grandchildren, and even if we don't, my grandchildren aren't even anywhere near coming. But if we take an interest in what we're doing and what is happening, we have to realize. You know, I watched John Kerry this morning on the news. The babies in Syria that they've killed, the little tiny sheets of babies. We've got a major problem coming at us, America. And it is time to wake up America and face the dragon. Our goal in broadcasting is to be the leading voice of the people for the backlash movement against government control over the nation's freedom. And to secure the blessings of liberty that will restore traditional American values that we have fought and continue to fight for. The pivotal tide, whether you've noticed it or not, of politics has occurred. The radical deviation from the Constitution by both political parties eradicates our rights as free citizens, which cannot be tolerated any longer. Therefore, we choose to voice our political disdain each and every Monday and Wednesday right here on Blog Talk Radio, as long as we still have the right to do so. The authoritarian governmental ideology that is being implemented in America today, as we the people can now witness for ourselves through rules, regulations, and as I say in 2014, the year of the law and laws. At long last, for all utopian dreamers, will put an end to the liberty from governmental control that they sought after for decades. The Obama administration's approach to politics will resonate with we the people that had had enough of lies, cheats, and the politically correct cowards in our elected office today. Lawrence's new book, Wake Up America, Face the Dragon, will be released nationwide on September 17th, I am so proud to say. The response we are getting right now is overwhelming. I am so proud of what we, the people, have taken the time to put together, to do, and to present to the American people in words that they can understand. I had somebody comment and say, the book is a hard read. You know what, America, it's not a hard read. But if you expect, as this person did, to sit on vacation somewhere and read a romance novel, well, you know what? It's a hard read then. Wake Up America and Face the Dragon by L.J. Vettieri is a mystical look at the moral side of politics through the universal law of karma supported by Christian principles and virtues. And if your mind isn't ready to hear that, then you're not going to like the book, okay? because right there it tells you exactly. So if you care about this country and your spirit and you want to put everything together, then it's the work for you. If you're looking about for a romance novel, it's not the book for you. So, you know, in Lawrence's book, he provides glaring proof of how our Constitution is being destroyed by injustice within the justice system itself. Lawrence's forthright writing style, along with my communication skills, will open up the eyes and the ears of those who are afraid to face the dragon of liberalism that is devouring decency, freedom, and individual liberty in America. Lawrence has endeavored to write and continues to write our country's political truth using God-given common sense that those of us here possess. Again, I'd like to welcome you all to Wake Up America and Face the Dragon, Lawrence Live. I am Reverend Victoria, and here we are again. Hi, honey.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Lawrence is doing great. I cannot believe how wonderful his speech is getting. You're going to be amazed, America, when he comes back out. He's coming with a vengeance, and he will stand up for everything that he has written. But as I shared in scripture the other day, it was very interesting how Zabakanara came out of the temple before he went home to Elizabeth, who had conceived John the Baptist, and heard from the Archangel Gabriel. Very interesting that he could not speak. I find that so interesting, America, because neither can Lawrence. When this all happened in May, April 30th, actually, to be exact. And here we are at the end of August, May, June, July, August. And it is absolutely amazing to me what he has been able to accomplish. And you are going to be floored. You can go to www.wakeupamericaandfacethedragon.com. And you can read some of the our blogs that are there. You can email me at slayer@wakeupamericaandfacethedragon.com. Or you can call into the show at 917-932-1672. So we're coming toward the end of our August, and the 26th day of August. And in August, we've been talking and teaching a lot about being faith-filled and fear-free. You know, I'm starting to really understand that. Faith, again, as I choose to use, are just feelings arriving inside of our heart, inside the heart. And we've been working on getting the self strong. Remember, when we ourselves are strong, then we can help everything around us. But we've got to center. We've got to understand with all that is going on that it's time for us to just stop, to take a deep breath and look at who you are and what you stand for. And then, as it says, put on the full armor of God. Stand your ground. That's what this is all about. This is all about helping each and every one of us. I come here twice a week for all of these years, heading into 4 years, because it has made me stronger. And those of you that have been with me and Lawrence on this journey that we've been on, hopefully it's made you stronger. Because we are the people, but we have to have an understanding. We can't be led. We've got to understand who we want to not be led by, but who we want to promote as the voice of we the people. Right now, our whole system has been hijacked. Let's face it. The good, the bad, the ugly, it's in there. Evil has entered our house. It is, whether we like it or not. So we have to figure out what we are going to do, because it is not going to get better. It is not. If you think it is, then you know what? You're living in a dreamland. Look at Egypt. Look at Syria. Look what is going on. What is this about? You and I know as well, if you're here, what this is about. This is about good versus evil, right, wrong. You know, we have people that are killing their own people. When I saw those babies wrapped, I can't even begin to tell you how heartbreaking it is that in the news videos, whatever they're showing of the gas that was spread onto the Syrian people, what hurt so much is that the picture was hazy. It wasn't a clear picture because they really didn't want you to see these dead bodies piled high on one another. We've got to do something. I don't know what. You know, this president told us when he crosses that red line. Well, Mr. President, where's your red line? Let's go back to the self. Sorry, but all this makes me absolutely crazy. I have a caller coming in. I'm going to put you on hold for just a little bit while I share a little bit of my opening monologue. I am faith-filled and fear-free because having one grain of what is true will eradicate a million grains of what is not true. The following is an affirmation. An affirmation is a statement that embodies the truth. If there is something that we want to know about ourselves or our lives, faithfully, reverently repeat the affirmation I'm about to tell you three times. And ask yourself the question, is it best to ask questions about yourself rather than asking about another person because their truth may not be none of your business? Remember, this is about you, each of us as an individual. That's what this country was founded upon, individual people coming together to form a union. All right, so once the affirmation is repeated and the question is asked, remain still and listen for the answer. If the answer does not come right away, have faith. Remember, God gives us three answers. Yes, no, or not now. I hate the not now. I really do. I hate the not now. Sometimes the truth is more than we can handle at that moment, and at the right time and in the right way, the truth will make itself known to us. That you can be sure of. If you are on a quest to find the truth and you keep doing what you are doing, it will show itself to us. It will make itself known. This I promise you. The affirmation is, I believe in the power of truth. I believe in the presence of truth. Truth cannot be buried or hidden. The truth must be revealed. I now experience the essence of truth as it moves through me. The spirit of truth now envelopes me. The spirit of truth now infuses me. The spirit of truth, I am filled with the light of truth. I am filled with the power of truth. I am filled with the presence of truth. The truth is revealed to us now. Until today, we may not have known how to get the truth out of a pressing matter in our lives. Just for today, ask that truth reveal itself to you. And remember what you ask for. You will receive. So be careful what you ask for, because you will receive it. Try to be devoted to knowing the truth about yourself and your own life. I'm just going to take a quick minute. I see I have a call, but I'm going to take one quick minute. I cannot believe I am brought back to... I am brought right to John. The triumphal entry. The next day, the great crowd had come to the feast, heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the King of Israel! Jesus found a young donkey and sat upon it, as it is written, Do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt. At first, his disciples did not understand all of this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that they had done these things to him. Now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had given this miraculous sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him." This is the word of the Lord. That's what we are to do! Truth and honor. Good afternoon. And welcome to Wake Up America and Face the Dragon, Lawrence Live. I am trying to open up because I have a caller that keeps calling in, and I know you're there. Sometimes I guess when I'm saying what I'm saying, I always wonder, like, who's trying to shut me up? Seems like somebody's always trying to shut me up here on my radio show. I'm just a girl here trying to do my own little thing, and, you know, it's just amazing to me. I'm trying to pull up. I have a caller, and I'm going to see if I can take somebody. Yeah, actually ridiculous. Welcome, and welcome to Wake Up America and Face the Dragon, Lawrence Live. You're on the air. Is anyone there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, very good. Okay, great. Yeah, what you guys are talking about is people need to be more kind. Well, tell that to the guys on Facebook who are actually blocking me for...
All right, Mark, I'm so glad you called me. Let me tell you something. Let me talk to you for a minute, my friend. I've watched your posts, and I watched the ridiculous conversation and how the boyfriend and the threats and all of that. Mark, you have to just keep talking to people that want to hear what you have to say. It is not your job to convince anyone of anything. And, you know, you were handed the short end of the stick or the fuzzy end of the lollipop, so they say.
Yeah.
When you tried to just invite someone on and it was so blown out of proportion, Mark, you were just, it was unnecessarily name-calling, unnecessary character assassination. I agree with you highly. But I watched what you were posting, and you are a smart, strong, and you are a person put in a position to expose the truth. What they say about us, you bet their butt what they're going to do to us, Mark. They're going to do anything they can to shut us up, whether it's character assassination, whether it's blocking us, whatever they think they're doing. Do not let this take you off your course. You are so talented, and you bring so much information that you have to realize that you cannot let... There is going to be... Remember, Mark, half this country voted for him.
Yeah, I know. I know. They got realized, too. There's a Fox News poll out right now that I posted up this past week on YouTube. If you look at the video... 55% of American people want to vote for impeachment for Obama. Now, that's something that media has not even looked at all whatsoever. And I've been a cat regularly. I've been up 37 hours straight to get my profile back on as well as my fan page on Facebook. 37 hours.
So you know, you get it to me, and I push it out from me out. So it's not like it's stopping, Mark. You are making headway, whether you see it or not, and it is a lot of work for you right now, but do know what you're sending, I'm passing on. So you are.
It's outrageous.
You are doing what you're
supposed to. 37 hours of being blocked, of being trying to be shut down from my fan page, my group page. I mean, this is ridiculous. I never
see what they're doing to Rose Colombo also?
Yeah, I know. I heard about that. Yeah, I was on her network, too.
Yeah.
So
I know.
We're doing the same damn thing. We are our target right now. That's what we are. We're under our target.
Oh, well, let's face it, Mark. Let's face it. We're in the end of August. Right now, you knew going into the summer, June, July, and August, you knew that America was off for their sun and the fun vacations. You knew we weren't going to get their attentions. But I'm telling you, Mark, come September, when the children go back to school, October, November, when they start realizing what is around the corner in January, they are going to be looking for your and I for information. That's why you cannot let these people deter you.
Not in January. Actually, we're going to have, believe it or not, we're going to have. We talked with several candidates who actually lost in 2010. They're going to be on my network in October. They're going to run again for 2014. That's right. We're sick of this crap. We're tired of it. And you know what? We're telling people at your town hall meetings, if your congressman doesn't do their job, then we'll replace they'll replace your ass with somebody who will do the job for you, who will work for the American people. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to tell our congressmen who are scumbags of the earth. Right now, we got to tell your town hall meetings, go to your town hall meetings, tell your congressmen, tell your senators, fine, if you're not going to do the job for American people, we'll replace your ass with somebody who will do the job for us. That's what you need to tell your congressmen. Threaten them. You're the people.
And Mark, I've been
threaten them.
Lawrence and I have been saying for years, kick their asses out. First of all.
Yeah, throw their asses out. Exactly. Get rid of them.
Get rid of them. These ones, everything, it is time. The only way you got to, I think that evil has corrupted our house so bad. I think it goes right to the top. And only my opinion, America, only my opinion. But in
George
that.
George Soros comes right to the top of George
that
Soros.
It is so
comes right
to the
top.
Core.
It comes right from the top of George Soros, Reverend Jackson. And then you got Reverend Al Sharpton. And you got
Mr. Reverend Jesse Jackson. First of all, Mr. Jackson, in honor of Mr. Martin Luther King, what you should have been doing instead of marching and shooting your mouth off is maybe you should have stayed home as a good father and raised an honorable son. Instead, you unleashed on America a thief, his son and his daughter-in-law. Mr. Reverend Jesse Jackson, are now getting a year and 2 years of jail time. Mr. Jackson, how dare you tell us what is wrong with this country? What is wrong is you didn't raise a young man. You didn't raise a strong black American son. You raised a thug, and he's right where he should be, in jail. How dare they protest and tell us? And tell us, your son made it to Congress. How dare you? He was a congressman who stole from the American people, and he's right where he should be, him and his crooked thug wife. How dare you, Mr. Jackson? You should have went home and raised your son to be an honorable man. Instead, you raised a criminal.
He was
that
a terrorist.
Son made
legal
it to Congress.
He was a legal terrorist is what he was. He's a legal terrorist. And he's in where he's supposed to be at, Leavenworth, you know, which is a great place for him.
Exactly. But in getting up there and trying to tell we, the American people, trying to tell us what we should be doing and how we should be, are you kidding me? And your son who made it, who we believed in you, and your son made it all the way to Congress?
Right.
As a congressman to this country? And now look at him. Under 40 years old and he's in prison.
Thank you so much for having me on the air. I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for having me on the air.
Hey, Mark, my only word to you is don't you dare stop doing what you're doing. And when you want to know something, when you get people like what you just encountered on Facebook, Mark, don't even recognize it. Move on. They're not worth your time, your effort. They have no idea with what you're doing.
Expose the crap out of them. That's what you do. You fire right back and expose them and let people know, hey, these are people who are thuggeries and you don't want anything to do with them. That's what you need to do. That's exactly what I did today.
And you did. And that's why I just want to say I followed. And those of us that know you, my friend, realized and saw very easily what was going on.
Yeah, well, and like I said, this is the 10th time this happened to me in 5.5 years. So, crap. It's still going to continue going on. So, it gives you an idea of what the hell is.
It is.
Yep.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here. And by the way, Pack Alert Press, I absolutely love your stories and everything that you're exposing, and I hope you don't mind that I take it and I share it here on the show.
Go ahead. That's fine. Go ahead and use my videos, whatever you need to do. Use sound bites. I don't care. You have authorization. Go ahead and do that. That's fine. It gives me exposure anyway. So that works for me.
Your news is compelling, and when I do my news part of the show, I like to take all the stuff that you are sharing, and I want to thank you. Continue. Keep doing what you're doing, Mark. We are going to run into a lot of opposition. People want the easy way out. They want the easy way out. But you want to know something, Mark? We started this fight with no easy way out a long time ago. And as long as we, the people, stand together, we will. But you know, and I know, and that's what gets us so riled up, is that we know the fight that's in front of us, and nobody seems to be taking it serious.
That's right. You can think the liberal communist press for this will do as well. They're responsible, and believe me, they're not going to go out. They are not going to go out empty-handed either. We're going to make sure that they're have accountability, and they have ramifications with their stupid ass reactions. So that's what we're going to have here. We're going to have big, huge repercussions for the liberal communist press now. They have woken up a sleeping giant, and believe me, that storm is about to blow over, and it's going to be a dark cloudy day on their end. So we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I thank you, and strength and honor, Mark, and keep doing what you're doing. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, and I absolutely love sharing Mark's website. I don't know if you guys know it. It's Pack Alert, Pack Alert Press, Press. And he's got great articles. You know, I go to The Blaze, Heritage, Pack Alert Press, Reuters, Daily Caller. I try to stay up on what I'm talking about here. All right, let's move a little bit to news, because I do want to share Selma Lawrence's book today, but I do want to hit the news part of this. So what does our meditation tell us? We've got to stay strong and we've got to stay focused. So, you know, we keep doing this whole thing, Heritage Foundation today. Should we delay or defund Obamacare? I'm having such a really hard time with this, America. Do we not realize it's been passed into law? It's been passed into law. It's not like we're coming up for a vote here. The exchanges go into effect where everybody thinks they have until January 1. Good luck with that. Those exchanges start October 1. October 1. So, should we delay or defund Obamacare? What do you think, America? Should we delay it, defund it, but what? Conservatives are united in one idea, that Obamacare is a devastating policy for America. To halt its destructive effects, some are saying Congress should merely delay the law. But to truly stop it, Obamacare must be defunded. Okay, let's see how they're going to tell us how we're going to do that. Some conservatives are arguing for postponing the individual mandate, an employer mandate, for 1 year. Others add that Obamacare's new entitlement should be delayed. You know, and I'm going to stop in here. I'm going to jump in. This is not them now. This is me. Okay. Why? None of this makes sense to me. You are unleashing this on the American public, but yet unions, Congress, special interest groups, the Muslim Brotherhood, have all been exempt from this. Why? What are they unleashing on us? And how can you separate us? And that's what's happening. Delaying it is not enough. Obamacare is far more than individual mandates. The employer mandate, the new entitlement spending, it's massive. Government-centered, restricting, restructuring of American healthcare. That's what it's about. The restructuring, fundamental transformation. That's what they're doing. What that means is they're changing our country as it is written. And we have no one in those seats challenging any of them. You'll hear a snippet from this one here and that one there and this one here and that one. But let's face it, America, you're on your own. You're on your own. And as they said in Animal House, and fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. Simply delaying Obamacare? No. It doesn't stop Obamacare from harming people. Regulators would continue to enforce the Health and Human Services anti-conscience mandate. What the hell is an anti-conscience mandate? And issue new Obamacare rules that raise costs and premiums for struggling businesses and families alike. And I know exactly what I'm talking about because I have spent my entire morning. I have been with the same healthcare company since 1997. Guess what? They went so far as to increase my premiums so bad in 2013 that I couldn't pay them anymore and lost my healthcare. Same healthcare company did nothing to work with me. And now that's what I was doing before I get slammed as a business owner. So I took care of myself, but it's very interesting in asking all of this on how it's going to affect October 1 and what the new laws and regulations. It is a mess, and it's coming at us full speed. I still want to know what an anti-conscious mandate is. Well, I'll have to look that up. Let's see. Maybe I'll look it up right this second because I find this absolutely interesting. Health and Human Services. So, Obamacare's liberty-crushing mandate in court. That's what this is. Hobby Lobby. So, three family businesses were in court this week asking federal judges for relief from a corrosive Obamacare mandate that forces employers to provide and pay for coverage of abortion-inducing drugs and contraception, regardless of moral or religious objection. The Green family, which runs the arts and crafts company Hobby Lobby, was represented by the Beckett Fund of Religious Liberty at a full court hearing of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday. The family businesses, which employs over 22,000 people, individuals for 41 states, will be forced to provide and pay for coverage of abortion, include inducing drugs, or face up to a $1.3 million in fines per day. Are you serious? Do you see how this is like a train coming at us? All right, we don't have to go into more of this, but that's apparently what this is. So the family business could face federal penalties of over $730,000 annually for not complying with the mandate. That is absolutely, in exercising its newfound authority over healthcare through overreaching arm of Obamacare, the administration has run roughshod over many employers' religious liberty, explicitly denying for nonprofit companies any protection from the Obamacare mandate. So this mandate, it's coming at you, Big Pete. It's coming at us. So these big companies with the 1,000 to 20,000, forcing them to surrender their faith in order to earn a living is unprecedented and unnecessary and unconstitutional. The administration's attack on faith and business proves that it doesn't respect either one. Over the next few weeks, two more family businesses will be in federal court seeking relief from the mandate. Already, 19 of 26 plaintiffs who have rulings touching on the merits of their cases have been awarding stays against the coercive rule. In total, more than 190 plaintiffs were involved in over 50 cases. But even if the mandate is rescinded or thrown out by a court, the government will retain the authority through other parts of Obamacare. Choose health care that best fits the needs of their families and respects their freedom. Sure it does. This is absolutely overstepping, overreaching. And one of the, excuse me, please. Yes, this abomination was created by one and the same, but Congress made it law. So relief needs to be offered by Congress, not a four of law who has an obligation to apply the law as it is written. Petition Congress for repeal or suspend it for investigation of financial application of the oppressive religious mandates within this monstrous abomination devouring America's economic recovery and prosperity of family-owned and small businesses. Well, I am a small business owner, and like I said, I spent my morning doing this. So, it is a gift. They're saying that delaying is a gift to the Obama administration. Federal bureaucrats have missed nearly half of their self-imposed deadlines to get the law up and running. Why provide them with more time to make thousands of regulations are entrenched in the private health care sector? That's exactly what it'll do. If you delay this, it will be a gift to the Obama administration. Then the federal bureaucrats have missed nearly half of their self-imposed deadlines already to get the law up and running. Why, that will provide them with more time to make sure thousands of regulations are entrenched in the private healthcare sector. Okay. Again, delaying it does not stop Obamacare programs from launching. There is a 53-page Obamacare timeline that shows in 2014 alone, 27 separate Obamacare programs and requirements that are scheduled to take effect. And I'm going to click on that because I think that's going to be fun to read those. Obamacare is disastrous for individual businesses and doctors alike. The law is unfair, unaffordable, and unworkable. Congress can halt Obamacare's devastating impact by defunding it entirely before the law's health insurance exchanges take place on October 1. So, do you honestly think they're all coming back? Time is also crucial because Congress will have to make a decision on funding the government before them. As Heritage senior policy analyst Chris Jacobs explains, it is possible to defund the law, and it doesn't require a government shutdown. Conservatives want to keep the federal government open. We just want to shut down Obamacare because full defunding will stop all of Obamacare's programs and all of its new regulations. It is the strongest play for those who want to stop Obamacare cold. That's where I stand. Full defunding will stop all Obamacare programs, it will stop all new regulation, and it is the strongest play for those who want to. I know we need healthcare overhaul, but this is not the way to go. Okay? My personal opinion, it's not the way to go as far as I'm concerned. It just isn't. And we can keep doing and going around in circles, but it's coming at us. So let's go a little bit around the world and see where we're happening here. Let me make sure I don't have anybody on hold. No, phone lines are still open. So if you do want to call in and join in and bring anything to the conversation, please don't hesitate to call 917-932-1672. I am the Reverend Victoria, and we are here on Wake Up America and Face the Dragon, Lawrence Live. So I'm going to switch us on over. So the U.S. cruise missiles are preparing to strike Syria without congressional approval. Is America aware of that? How many people are aware of that today? How many people are aware of that the U.S. military is now moving cruise missiles into position for a possible strike against the Syrian government forces? This was reported on CBS News on Saturday. Secretary of Defense Chuck Chuck Hagel said that this will give the president the position to move quickly if he decides to use a cruise missile strike against Syrian government forces. Secretary Hagel goes on to say that this is not an attempt to topple the Syrian government, but to send a message to President Bashar al-Assad that the use of chemical weapons will not be tolerated. Hagel went on to tell reporters that the U.S. commanders have prepared a range of options for President Obama if he chooses to proceed with military strikes against Damascus. That should be interesting. And being that they are killing the people, we see it. If you turn on your news, you can see the bodies of so many children and people. What have they done to deserve that? What are we doing? Obama and Cameron chat about murdering Syrians. Despite the obvious lack of evidence, the Syrian government was responsible for chemical attacks outside of Damascus earlier this week. We've proven that. Okay. So Obama and the British Prime Minister David Cameron have reached an understanding that a serious response aimed at the government of Bashar al-Assad and his military is in order. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? All right. So posted today, too. Well, I'm sure they're going to let us know what we're going to do. The Christians killing the Muslim Brotherhood. We have silently allowed this to happen. And my only point for being here, America, and I'll be really honest with you, my point for being here is that we have to speak up. Sometimes I look and I wonder and I say, what do I know what I'm talking about? But you want to know something? It is just as wrong for those who know wrong is being done to do nothing as those that are doing the wrong. So that's why I'm here. Somehow we've got to open up and realize that we're not happy with any of this. What we're going to do about it, that's another whole story. Lawrence's book, Wake Up America, Face the Dragon, which will be released nationwide on September 17th, Amazon.com. It is for pre-sale now off of our website, www.wakeupamericaandfacethedragon.com. Just go to the blog page and you can go to our publisher's website and purchase your book there in book form or download in ebook form right there. It will be released nationwide on September 17th. And it does go into what is happening. I'm so proud of you, Lawrence.
Thank you.
What time is the invasion? I have never taken such ridicule over a topic as I have over my reporting of the presence of Russian soldiers on American soil. This! Let me tell you something. Oh, my gosh. This story, I am sharing this story. America, if you go back on my shows, months, I reported on this and everybody like I'm crazy. Serious. Okay. So let's see what we're going on. What time is the invasion? Very interesting. Okay. All right, so apparently this is written by Dave Hodges. Dave Hodges, and I get this off of Pac Alert Press, as I say. And Dave Hodges, I have never taken as much ridicule over the topic as I have over my reporting of the presence of Russian soldiers on American soil under some very suspicious circumstances, which I published last September, October. Conversely, I have never received so many tips from insider sources and average people who have just happened to have seen something related to the presence of Russian troops on American soil. And let me tell you something. I did report on this. Because of the controversy followed by the chastisement of the possible danger of reporting on this topic, this would be a very easy subject for me to back away from. However, since I first published my concerns over Russian troops on American soil, coupled with apparently military stand down in places like Alaska. My contention that the Russians are soon going to be playing a major role in the subjection of this country has grown. That's where this is headed. And he's got a picture of four Russian troops standing in front of a McDonald's. Oh, my goodness. In my last article, I detailed how the federal government is attempting to terrorize the American people with open admissions of an in-your-face tyranny against the American people, which are designed to induce fear and a sense of helplessness in this country. Even the local police are becoming an extension of the federal tyranny, since most departments have become federalized under the Department of Homeland Security and are beginning to act with extreme prejudice and brutality in dealing with the public. That is obvious. Even that, I shared, go back on my shows. Every cop looks alike. They're all bald, they all wear glasses, same uniform, and they all look exactly alike. At the end of my last article, I asked the question what we had to be afraid of. What we have to be afraid of is that we are fast reaching the end game. The globalists are making their move, and the chess pieces are being lined up and have been positioned on the board. DSA and FEMA are preparing for war. I have been acting on this, and I refuse to be afraid or shut up on this. I refuse to, because this is coming at us. Those camps, those people, those things, everything. DHS and FEMA are preparing for war. By now, a person who does not realize that several federal agencies, including Department of Homeland Security and FEMA, are preparing for war over the past several months. Department of Homeland Security purchased 2.6 billion rounds of ammunition. Why? Why, America? The TSA, the National Weather Service, the EPA, and the list goes on of federal agencies which are arming to the teeth. And still, most of our American brothers and sisters want to buy their collective heads in the sand and pretend that this means nothing. You think he's saying that there? Try living in Southern California. They've got enough sand and they've all got their heads buried in it. Everything that has happened since I first published, now this is being written by Dave Hodges, on this topic nearly a year ago has reinforced the fact that there is indeed a categorized enemy list. FEMA is storing food. So much food as they get their hands on a former FEMA officials have relocated to remote enclaves as a means to avoid what is coming. Go underground. Recently, I spoke with an unnamed source introduced to me by Michael Edwards, an activist post who claimed that he was working on a DARPA projects that have been recently revealed to the American people. What has not been released to the American people was the source that told me Americans are being given a threat matrix or a score. Presumably, this will become a life or death list. The source also revealed that he has seen firsthand the monitoring of talk show host Alec Jones by his Arizona State University DARPA program. The source further took this information to mean that all Americans are receiving a threat matrix score, which will be acted upon, and then the bad guys make their move. Oh, well, I guess what score we are, we must be high ranking. Along with you, Mark, and Rose, and Dave, and Edward, everybody out there. Okay, so Dave, as he so writes, believes that this country is, one, going to be attacked by Russians and our guard has been purposely let down to facilitate the invasion, and or, two, the Russians are going to be used as a supplemental force to round up dissenters and to seize the guns that are banned by the UN small arms ban, which Obama is preparing to sign during the late fall and early winter during the congressional recess. But of course, whatever is coming, it is clear that American military is not a big player because large segments of the military cannot be trusted to mindlessly follow orders. This also explains Department of Homeland Security's demonization of veterans because they would be leaders of an American citizens' resistance in the coming strife. That's us, babe. That's you, honey. That's you, babe.
You got it.
Why the Russians? I'm going to go on a little bit more before I read a little bit of Lawrence's book. We've got to share America. I've got 10 minutes left. Thank you so much for being here with me. Let's do it. Why the Russians? Some of you will remember the survey which asked that American military respondents to answer the following question. Would you fire upon U.S. citizens who refuse to resist or confiscation of firearms banned by the United States government? Are you getting this? This was asked by our U.S. military. Would you fire upon U.S. citizens who refuse or resist confiscation of firearms banned by the United States government? This late 1990 survey was a litmus test to determine if the globalists could depend upon American military. One would presume that the raw data did not precede the results that the globalists were looking for, and they concluded that major elements of the American military cannot be counted on to support the imposition of a Holocaust on American soil. This might be the best reason for why we are still fighting in Afghanistan, so that the bulk of this activity duty forces are rendered useless in the defense of the country when the administration and the Russians make their final move. If you think I am talking out my butt, do your own research. I just bring to light what is happening. I have been in this. We have written about this for so many years, and it's nice to see that somebody else is writing about it. We're not conspiracy theorists, Americans. We are just concerned Americans. Why does it make sense now that I have carefully detailed Obamaist communist background, particularly with Bill Ayers? This is the same Bill Ayers who told FBI informant Larry Groffel that 50 million Americans would have to be put into re-education camps, and half of those would have to be murdered. This is the same man who launched Obama's political career from his living room and whose father paid for Obama's Harvard education. Excuse me, I'm so angry at this. How can we be so blind? God, did we not listen to what our founding fathers told us? Because the administration has been caught bringing in the Russians, these traitors were forced to invent a cover story. Subsequently, the administration announced that the creation of a series of extra-constitutional agreements, this means illegal agreements, by the way, which justified the presence of Russian soldiers on American soil. These agreements were inked in June 2013 in Washington at the fourth annual meeting and led to the illegally created U.S.-Russian Bilateral Presidential Commission Working Group on Emergency Situations. Do go back, America. I said that FEMA brought those Russian troops, 1,500 of them, I said over a year ago, under the guise of oh my gosh. And they were told that they were here to learn disaster control. Yeah, disaster control on who? Do you think they're going back to Russia? I don't see anybody in the streets in Russia. Do you, Lo?
Nope, not me.
Nope, I don't know. So why are we teaching them? America, don't be so stupid. They're right. Do you think that Russians would have any problem rounding us up? No. I told you, they asked our troops would they fire, and no, our troops wouldn't. So they are going around us, and they are coming after us, whether we like it or not. Wake up, America. Face the dragon. The extra-governmental organization. Can you realize the U.S.-Russia Bilateral Presidential Commission Working Group on Emergency Situations? This extra-governmental organization, formed under the Obama administration, is one of almost two dozen similar working groups, bringing together top U.S. and Russian officials. These two bodies are code for cooperating on everything from the drug war to agriculture to terror, science, rule of law. Could that be code for martial law? Health, environmental, energy, nuclear issues, education, cultural, media, business, arms control, and more, according to the U.S. State Department. The Senate has not ratified any of the international deals as required by the Constitution of the United States, and such is an illegal agreement. However, this is not just an illegal agreement. It constitutes treason against the American people. If there ever was a case for us to take a look at this, every man, woman, we need to see what is happening. We need to know. We really do, America. We need to see what it is they are doing to us. We need to understand why it is absolutely incredible as to what is happening. I am going to read a part of Lawrence's book. I have to share. It is amazing, you know, how much that Lawrence has written about and has published, my published author. Let's go. I am going to bring it back to the dragon of liberalism because I want the American people to understand. There is so much in this book about Russia, about China, about what is happening and how we got here and the history of this country. I am so proud of what LJ has put together. So, so very proud. And I hope you, America, too, will get it and to help. I sit here, I earn nothingness. I lose money, I close my business, I sit here in our living room. We've gone through so much, but I know that we are meant to continue doing what we are meant to do, my love. We are meant, and I will be here, and I'm going to share. I got 2 minutes left. I'm going to go to Chapter 9, The Dragon of Liberalism. Now, we have finally arrived at the nexus of American traditions, or the known as liberalism. So what? And who are they? The answer is more of an is. As Zhukov said, rather than a what, which is possible, impossible to answer. This is the community organizing activists sort, a well-funded, well-organized movement of politically agitators that is a remnant of the 1960s anti-American movement still alive and functioning throughout this country today. Their mission is no longer a shadow of deception as before. Through the mantra of idealism had, however, changed from anti-Americanism to their new scheme of fundamental transformers to the American traditions and culture. This, of course, is their concept of changing our country into a national socialistic state by ousting the Constitution, if need be, one amendment at a time. This rabble of subversively operated with impunity from within local and state government, they are also those who enjoy the power first and foremost, power which is generated by in the rebellion against established moral tradition, principles, and values. This movement, for lack of a better term, invokes its will, whether the majority of Americans agree with it or not. And to them, it makes no difference. Their Orwellian liberalism is, strangely enough, a concept of liberal or liberals themselves do not realize nor comprehend. And for the most part, they would liberalism is therefore politically disingenuous. If understood correctly, the procession of liberalism is a charade of dishonesty. And we shall move on Wednesday. Strengthen honor, America.